105.5 and 105.9, the Hawk number one for New Country. It's Don Jarrett and the Early Bird Show. We have some special guests in the studio. And let's start with Ann Walsh from Camp Magical Moments. Ann, as you know, we are so proud to be able to bring you on board with the annual Star Guitar Charity Auction, which starts on Monday. We're going to auction off these guitars, raise money for two local East Idaho charities, yours being one of them. Can you tell me where Camp Magical Moments came from?
You know, I previously worked for the American Cancer Society back in Alabama. And so when my husband and I moved out here in 2003, I told him we were going to start a camp for children with cancer. And so we did. And we just celebrated in June our 14th year.
Wow.
And we do a free camp for children who have had or have had cancer up in Swan Valley.
Wow. Yeah, it's beautiful up there.
It's great.
We live in God's country out here, so it's a perfect place for a camp like that, or any camp for that matter. How many kids have
You know,
come
we
your
purposely
camp?
Keep our camp small. Yeah. This year we had 32 children. The most we ever had was 33. We do that, you know, and this year we had 50 volunteers with those 32 cancers. We do that to make the camp very intimate. And all the volunteers are just able to shower the children that come, who are ages 7 to 13, just with love the entire week.
I can't imagine having a diagnosis like that for my child. So to have something like that for them to kind of take their mind off of that and let them be kids again, that's such a cool thing.
It is,
you know,
yes.
In the past, I've worked with St. Jude and the American Cancer Society. And, of course, this month is, breast cancer awareness. And cancer just in and of itself is something we all want to get rid of. But until then, we have to live with it.
Exactly.
And, Camp Magical Moments, creating magical moments for superheroes like Will. Hello, Will.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Now, Will, I am fantastic. It is so happy to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Can you tell me about your cancer?
Well, when I was 9 months old, I was diagnosed with neuroblastoma. It was common cancer for kids my age, and so there was 14 tumors that stage 4 all around my body. And that, like, it just, my optic nerve in my left eye, the cancer just destroyed it all, so I have one eye to see out of.
How old are you now, Will?
I'm 12.
You're 12 years old.
Yeah.
You were diagnosed at 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells us some good news.
Yeah.
And that is that we can fight cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that we can beat cancer.
Yeah, even as babies.
Even in babies. I'm trying to hold it together. I mean, I got two boys and, you know, I got two girls and your mom is here. And, Bethany, why don't you step up to the mic for a second and tell me what it's like for a mom with a 9-month-old to get a diagnosis like that and how you coped.
I'll have to admit that it was the hardest thing that I've ever dealt with in my life up till now. To see my sweet, innocent baby full of cancer was just heartbreaking. But they're just were amazing people and miracles that were there along the way. And when tragedies like this happen, it's amazing how the community steps up and helps, and also friends. I mean, we had friends all across the nation, you know, praying for us and cheering us on. And I'm just so grateful that he's here with us. Oh, amazing doctors, amazing
people. He's a good looking
boy
right there.
He is.
Man.
He's a great boy. And even though he does have a couple things like he can't see out of one of his eyes.
I wouldn't have even known that unless you told me, seriously.
We have amazing doctors at Primary Children's, and they've told us treat him like a normal kid. And he's an amazing pianist, and he loves to play basketball, and he's a swimmer.
Wow.
So it's important, even when there's things like this that happen, to treat him like
kids.
Yeah. And that they can do whatever they want.
Friends, family, faith. And good doctors, good research.
Yes.
And the continued battle against cancer and saving lives, that's what's going on. And living life is what Camp Magical Moments is all about. And it looks like, Will, you are living life to the fullest. Are you, when was the last time you went to camp? Has it been a while?
It was just last June.
Last June you went to Camp Magical Moments. So what did you guys do at camp? What are some of the highlights and memories from camp?
Well, zip lining.
What?
Yeah, we get to go zip lining at High C. We do the full course in the Tower of Terror, and it's great. And And it's really good. We get to go to like a Four Seasons Resort in Jackson Hole. And
nice.
It's like 5-star. And then ride the roller coaster.
5-star for a superstar. That is so cool, man. That is so cool. And I'm so happy we have something like this for kids that go through such trauma. I mean, I'm sure you've got a lot of bad memories from your childhood. You don't even want to remember.
I don't even remember them.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
because
that's good.
You're filling in with better memories at Camp Magical Moments in Swan Valley. And you probably made a lot of friends there, too.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. I mean, we all hope for a day where we don't even have to talk about cancer and that we don't need a place like Camp Magical Moments. I mean, I hate to say that, Anne, but I'm sure you feel the same way.
Yes,
of course. That one day we don't need Camp Magical Moments because cancer won't even be in our lives. And we certainly pray and hope for that and continue to support the research efforts to get rid of cancer altogether. But until then, I think it's so important, like Bethany was saying, and Will, to have a place for kids that are going through that and to be kids again. And that really helps the healing, I would imagine, as well.
Yes, because we've learned throughout our 14 years of being in existence that cancer does affect the entire family. So we decided to offer a siblings camp, which takes place in June. It's called SIB, So Important Brothers and Sisters, because they need a camp of their own.
Right.
We also do a dad's work weekend in August, and then we do a mom's retreat. And the mom's retreat starts in October 11th in 2 days.
Oh, Bethany,
and so,
you headed there? All right, good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been working on Bethany. And I worked on Bethany for years to send Will to camp. Because you can imagine, as a mother, you have someone like me calling or sending emails saying,
just do what she says.
Your child really needs to come to camp. Yeah. And she was like, are you crazy? I'm not sending my 7 or 8-year-old child to camp. And I'm like, I promise you, it is the best thing you can ever do for them. We have a 4-person medical team because a lot of the children are still on
different
oral chemo
stages,
on their treatment still. And so, trying to convince these moms that I have their best interests of their child at heart is sometimes hard, but Bethany and her husband were such great parents that realized it is good for Will to come to camp. And just watching him grow throughout the years has been amazing.
Now, if somebody has a child that's been diagnosed with cancer and they're going through that and they're interested in sending their child to Camp Magical Moments, how do they start the process?
You know, we have a great website, campmagicalmoments.org. And so they can go on that. They can give us a call. There is one local pediatric oncologist in this area, Dr. Jeff Hancock. And so I'll talk to Jeff. He's on our camp board. And I'll say, Jeff, okay, we have 4 spots available for this year.
Okay.
Do you have any newly diagnosed children? And so he'll talk to the parents and then he'll send me emails and I start getting in touch with the parents. And we're fortunate this year for our mom's retreat, which again begins in a couple of days, that we have 4 new moms coming whose children have never come to camp. So they can get to meet us as volunteers and see that, it's, we're good people, and see the camp facility and say, oh yes, I have to send my child to camp.
And network with other parents and it's only other parents. With children that have cancer that understand what you're going through.
Exactly.
I mean, I can project and I can, feel for and I can get emotional about it because I can't imagine it. But when you're going through it, you need other people that are going through it too to really truly understand what it is.
And we're fortunate, like for the mom's retreat, you're exactly right. We have a psychologist there.
Wow.
And she's been there from day one. So she, in addition to all the other volunteers that come in, we've really gotten to know the moms. And so they have a discussion session, which is very, very powerful. Yeah. They can talk about what it's been like to have a child with cancer. And now being able to do the mom's retreat, we can now talk to the moms who becomes our friends and say, do you realize that so-and-so, the brother or sister, has been feeling left out, or all the attention is given to the child with cancer? And it's been just so unbelievable now that we can do these 4 free camps.
I love that.
And so we can talk.
Treat the whole family.
Yes. Yeah. And tell the moms or the fathers, this is what the brother or sister has experienced. And this is their emotions, because we have a psychologist at the siblings camp also.
Wow. Well, I'm looking for your wings and your wand.
No.
Because you truly are magical, isn't she? Oh, my goodness. Ann Walsh, Camp Magical Moments. Bethany and Will, a camper and a camper's mom. And a camper herself. It sounds like she's going to be as well. If you know someone, or if your child has been diagnosed with cancer and you're interested in sending them to Camp Magical Moments. Go to their website, please. We got the links on our website at 1055thehawk.com. And we're so happy to be able to share the money that's going to be raised next week during the Star Guitar Charity Auction with Camp Magical Moments to help out kids and families just like Bethany and Will, and continue the mission of Camp Magical Moments. God bless you, Ann, and your husband and your family for what you guys do. And Will, my Hawk star, dude, you've got a bright future ahead of you. I can tell. You're a good looking kid. You got a good heart, and I'm so happy that you're feeling good. And I'm so happy that you get to go to Camp Magical Moments. And Bethany, stay strong. I can tell you are a strong mom. God bless you all. Seriously, thanks you all for coming in. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're going to raise a lot of money for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.